Good morning, and Pura Vida Noster. It's time to create notes and send zaps.
Yo, what is up? It's your boy Tatum Turnip. Don't forget to smash that like button. Also, don't forget to subscribe to the channel and turn those notifications on. And you know what? If you're feeling freaky, give some people some zaps. You know, it doesn't have to be me. It doesn't have to be Sleepy, but it definitely should be Sleepy. But you know what? Just send a fucking zap.
You know, we don't have a subscribe button here in Ness.
Yeah, that was the one part that I kind of, also the like button and the notifications.
Well,
I didn't really think that far ahead.
We kind of have a like. Like, I think the Shaka, the call me, you know, I think that would be our like.
Listen, stop what you're doing right now and spam the audience with Shakas right now. All right. I want to see Shakas down there, everyone. That's right. Give me some Shaka. All right, fuck you, UTXO. I'm just kidding. I love you, UTXO.
So Tatum, we have spent a lot of time over the past 24 hours, like the majority of the time, I believe. So working on these show notes, and we're going to recap some of the most memorable moments of 2003 on Noster while we're all here, what we've all done over the past year, and
2003, you know, was a great year for Noster.
Yeah, but we're going to rewind a little bit. We're going to start back in 2002, December of 2002, a year ago today. Actually, a year ago, 2 days ago.
For me, it was a year ago tomorrow.
Okay, all right. So Tatum has not yet celebrated his one-year anniversary. Mine was a few days ago, because on December 15th, Jack Dorsey, he tweeted out saying, "Hey, Bitcoin Twitter, I think you should check out Noster." And that kind of set off a cascading effect. And, you know, half of Bitcoin Twitter, or a lot of Bitcoin Twitter, decided to join Noster because someone that we respected and someone that we value their opinion on, you know, said to check something out. So we did. And here we are. And that's pretty much the end of the story. We haven't looked back since then.
Sorry, I'm posting on Noster right now, telling everyone that we're live, and if they're not here, they're dead to me.
You know, that makes sense. That makes sense. You know, you don't want to anger Tatum. You don't want angry Tatum. You want lovable and happy Tatum. So the most interesting thing that happened on Twitter a year ago that fueled Noster's adoption for me wasn't the fact that Jack Dorsey said, "Hey, check out Noster." I mean, that was cool, right? Like, that was an endorsement by somebody that I respected. But I think for me, Tatum, the catalyst for maybe Noster means something and maybe Noster is important was the fact that less than a week later, Elon Musk tried to ban Noster because he said, "You can no longer link to external profiles on LinkedIn, on Facebook, on Instagram, and on Noster." And everybody said, "What the fuck is Noster? You just made Noster as important as platforms with 2 billion users, 1 billion users, the most popular platforms in the world. And then you added something that no one has ever heard of before. Well, that's really weird. That means it must mean something. It must be important. It must have a lot of potential to include something that has like 3,000 users along with Facebook's 2 billion users." That made absolutely no sense to me. And immediately I was like, oh, maybe Noster is going to be a thing. And I think that started the Noster bull run even more. Like, and that's probably like right around the time that you joined, Tatum. And do you remember that? Remember when Elon did that?
Oh, yeah, because I remember that was around whenever I joined. And I was like, "This guy, am I right, guys?" And I remember I tweeted, I said, "Hey, this is a random string of numbers. It might numbers and letters. It might mean something. It might not. Who knows?" And it was just my NPub. And I was like,
"Oh yeah,
you know what?
Yeah, yeah." Elon said, "Don't post your Noster profile." So what are people gonna do? Everyone's gonna post their profile. Oh, like, you don't tell someone not to do something. I learned that a long time ago. You tell somebody not to do something, they're going to do it.
Barbara Streisand, baby.
Yep. Yes. Yeah. That Canadian singer. She has an effect.
But yeah, I remember that was when I started getting. I onboarded on Astral.Ninja. It was awesome.
Me too. Me too. Man, that client was ugly, but it was effective because it reminded me of shitty web apps from 20 years ago.
Yeah, right? It was like a big group chat. That was all it was. I was like, okay, I know that this isn't what this is supposed to be, but I can tell this is going to be awesome.
You know, I actually had joined Noster somewhere around August of last year, or the, you know, August 2022. And when I did, I checked out a bunch of clients that were very, very new and early and very bad. And I didn't see Noster's potential. I just looked at the UI and was like, ooh, gross, not using this. And I told SemiSoul that he's crazy, that I shouldn't spend time looking into this. It's ugly as hell. And I believe the exact words were, no one is ever going to use this.
Way to go, Derek.
And then 4 months later, man, I'm like, use Noster.
Yeah, that was a really fun time for it. That was when I started getting deep into it. And I did, unfortunately, ignore it for a little while. But then I text Walker and I was like, all right, what is this? And how do I Noster? And he sent me some links and stuff. And that's when I onboarded and I was like, okay, yeah, this is pretty great. And I was testing out as many clients as I could. I remember there were a few, like right around that time, it was towards the end of December, I think, beginning of January, probably too, where like we got the Web3 bros coming in, and I tried out this one client. It was like, connect your MetaMask. And I was like, oh, wow. All right. I can't tell if this is good or bad, as in like good for we got the attention, or bad because Web3 bros. But,
you know, you mentioned Walker, and I want to give a shout out to him here real quick. I'm not gonna shill the old Noster plebs thing, because everybody's heard me talk about that, you know, nonstop for the past year. But what I do want to shill here is my friend Walker, our Tatum and I's friend Walker, is that he wrote an article about Noster, you know, for BTC Times the end of December last year, and he mentioned Noster plebs, and he mentioned myself and links to me and all that other good stuff. And he really helped with adoption and really helped Noster plebs grow in the beginning because of the service we offered, and that article that he wrote. It basically made my DMs on fire. Everyone was DMing me saying, hey, I saw this article and it mentioned you. Can you help me with Noster? And then I didn't sleep for a week and a half. It was a special time in my life.
Yeah, Noster has screwed up my sleep schedule, just like many, many other people's.
So you mentioned linking your MetaMask. But one thing I think that if we're going back to, you know, now to January, what January really stood out as is, you know, we didn't have Zaps back then. We just had invoices, and you posted an invoice. And the coolest thing about Noster clients back then is when you posted the long, ugly string of characters, LNURL, blah, 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 it automatically rendered an invoice, as most clients will today do that. But that was something we had never seen before. Like, we were used to sharing ugly invoices
on Twitter. Copy paste into your wallet.
And it just didn't look good, but clients on Noster were rendering these invoices. So we had invoice-a-thons. We were just posting invoices all the time back then. Like, we didn't have Zaps. And like I said, speaking of the MetaMask Web3 people, we kind of made fun of them a little bit early on with – I mean, maybe we still do today. But it was more prevalent a year ago because we were – posting images, like we were posting like ether rocks and NFT pixelated images, and we were saying, hey, here you go, buy this NFT for 1,000 sats or 10,000 sats, something stupid, and people were paying it and be like, hey, I own this now. And then the next person's like, no, I want to sell it.
Wasn't there like a group of people that was like paying to get rid of it? Like, I will pay some, yeah. Like, someone posted an invoice so I can give you the sats as well as this NFT.
Oh, everything. Like, there was one time that the entire NFT market was replicated. Our friend Daniel, I think he's down there in the audience still, the Daniel, or he may be Daniel.
He might be
Daniel. He's going to rename here his profile shortly to that. Might be Daniel. He posted an image on Nostr.build when they were on stage before us. And coincidentally, the image he posted was the Bitcoin white paper. And coincidentally, it just happened to be image 2008 when the white paper was posted. So immediately this became a meme of NFTs and people were buying and selling this. I mean, not really, but just having fun doing it. Hey, I own it. I'm selling it for 200 sats. I'm selling it for 400. They did this thing and, you know, we can probably ask Daniel. He probably remembers. But eventually it got up to be really high. And then once it reached a certain point, people were like, okay, the meme's not fun anymore. And then they couldn't sell it for the price they sold it for, just like real NFTs. So it actually fucking crashed down to fucking like zero, just like NFTs. Oh, it was hilarious. But I mean, we didn't do it on purpose. It was a replication of how the NFT market actually works. It was wild times back then.
Yeah. I will say, I was actually pretty, I'm looking back right now. DMs don't work. I forgot about that. But I actually posted, I think it was 10,000 on Nostr.build, and it might not have been. I don't know. But it was a milestone number, and Nostr.build DM'd me. It was like, yo, you posted the, I guess, 10,000th image, you win a cold card. And I was like, what?
Oh, and that's awesome. Yeah. I remember that. Yeah. Awesome.
It was literally like a picture of a drink I was having. And I was like, you can't be serious. Right. I thought it was a scam. And then I was like, let me like make sure that this guy's legit. Cause this is like before I actually like officially knew who Nostr.build was. And then gave him my CoinJoin address. And then he sent me a cold card. It was awesome.
Daniel, do you have some insights on this NFT marketplace for us? I see you're on stage now.
Oh yeah, I didn't even realize I was on stage.
Oh, okay.
No, I have very little insight on the NFT marketplace.
You know, our joke of an NFT marketplace. You know what I'm talking about.
What, Daniel? I want to say it was you that was paying people to take NFTs from you. I could be wrong though, quote unquote NFTs. I just remember that was a really fun.
No, so actually what happened was, yeah, we were just having a little bit of fun. I was playing around on Nostr.build and I noticed back at the time that when you posted an image, it would just give you the number in sequence. So, you know, it wasn't like now where it actually creates a hash string for the image so it can detect duplicates. Back then, it would just be, you know, the numerical order of the image. So if you were posting image 2000, it was 2000.jpg, 2001. Whatever. So I realized that, and I said, wait, we're almost to 2008. So I went and grabbed an image of the white paper.
Bro was stalking like, Nostr.build to see when.
I did, and I posted it like two or three times. And by the time I got to 2008, I was like, that's the one. So I just posted a link. You know, because you couldn't, there was no other way to upload an image. I just pasted, I said, image 2008 on Nostr.build. And then I think, who was it? Someone responded and said, is this like an NFT? And I said, well, it can be. How much do you want to pay for it?
Perfect. Perfect.
So he paid me 100 sats. And then we all just started having fun trading that image virtually. Each time it would go up a little bit in price. And then at some point, Avi Burra came in and topped it out at, it was like 5,000 something sats.
Okay.
And
that's what I was looking for. Like, right? What the top of the market
was. It ran up all the way. We had a complete NFT market cycle in less than 24 hours.
Yeah, I was about to say, just like
the final
actual
holder was BT Capsule, who ended up holding it for 2008 sats. And he is still the owner of the
original Nostr
NFT.
He's still the owner today. I love it. I love it. So that was all in January.
So,
thanks.
So you created ordinals then?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You created ordinals.
Well, yeah, because ordinals started like the next month. Oh man, they saw our fun and they wanted to replicate it.
They're like, hey,
we really
do
did
that.
Get ahead of the whole thing. We were
front running the ordinal
front running the ordinals market.
I love it. So next month in February, February was a big month for us because February was when Domus officially launched February 1st on the App Store. I'm not a Domus user, but I love Will and Vanessa and team, and I support them and everything they do, except for, you know, run the app because I can't. But it launched on the App Store, and Noster exploded because of that. Tatum, you used to be a Domus user, right?
No, I still am.
You still are?
Mainly,
okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember that day? Were you in the test flight? Actually, that should
yes,
be the question I asked.
I was
okay.
In the first test flight. Yep.
So that should launch day wasn't as impactful since you already had it. But if you didn't, then this was your day to join. This is when, you know, Noster exploded with user growth. Interesting enough is also the first time I believe that Noster, the Domus app, you know, was banned. It was banned in China because of this within like 48 hours.
Somebody broke this. The whole stage is fucked up.
Well, kick them out. Be the kicker. I mean, Tatum and I, you know, we don't mind company. We'll keep talking.
Well, I got kicked off. I got rugged. This is stupid. I'm out, guys. I'm just kidding.
You rugged yourself? So Domus, when it was banned in China, that was the first indication that, well, maybe, you know, Noster's onto something if a regime that doesn't like free speech says, hey, ban this free speech app, well, maybe we're onto something, right? Maybe we're not just saying that free speech is special and Noster special. Maybe the people that don't like free speech, you know, them banning it kind of validated everything we were saying.
Yeah, so. I think that Will was more excited than anything because that was a really huge like milestone that he was like doing something right.
Absolutely. He gets to brag now. Hey, I'm banned in China.
Like, yep. It's in his bio. Speaking of February and bios, in my bio, I said that I bought Pizza S9 and wine with Bitcoin on Noster. And February 6th, I bought pizza via Noster and Bitcoin. And it was, I just copy-pasted Laszlo's post from Bitcoin Talk where he asked about getting pizza for 10,000 Bitcoin. And I think I did 100,000 sats. And which at the time was not what it was today. But I was like, you know what? This is cool. It's like an apocalyptic scenario, but still, like, I was able to, you know, if it comes to it, I can use two permissionless protocols to get pizza at my doorstep. So that was pretty fun.
Tatum, were you not the first purchaser of a bottle of wine on Noster?
Wait, say again?
Were you not the first person who purchased a bottle of wine on Noster? Was that you?
I actually was not the first, but I don't know who the first was. They don't brag about it, but I do, so I am the first as far as I'm concerned.
So something else that happened in February that was pretty huge. Actually, like I said, February is a big month. I have two other points here. Edward Snowden joined Noster. And this validated again Noster, somebody that you can see the larger picture. A lot of us respect the Edward Snowden, and he joined Noster, and he recommended clients to Noster, and so we saw a large influx of users after Edward Snowden joined. Do you remember that, Tatum?
Yes, I do remember that. Not too vividly, but I do remember because I remember thinking I was like, oh, that's not Edward Snowden. And then it was like, oh, yeah, that is Edward Snowden.
He joined with a vanity key, which there were a handful of people doing. So he had already put in
the work. I remember vanity keys.
Yeah. And then we had Zaps launch in February. Yep. Zaps changed the game because, as we said earlier, the previous month in December and January, we were posting invoices and it worked. And there was only one client. It was Astro.Ninja that had Lightning tips built into every single note. The only one client had it, but it was just, you know, called Lightning or Lightning tips. We didn't have a word for it. And then Will invented an actual protocol level Lightning integration and he called it Zaps. He almost called it Bolts though. We could be talking about Bolts every day, but he changed the name to Zaps, thankfully. But I don't know. Like Bolts is cool, but man, Zaps is so much cooler. I'm happy that we have Zaps. I don't want to say Bolts. It just doesn't sound as fun. And plus we wouldn't be able to, we'd be using the bold emoji. That's dumb. The Lightning emoji perfectly matches what we're using. Lightning Bolts, Lightning Zaps.
I cannot remember the first time that I used Zaps. Like I don't remember like my setup or anything, but I remember I was zapping like a mother. Like I was going crazy.
Well, we started to build this value for value economy right away because we realized that likes were hollow and meaningless. And now we could give value to someone's content. And it really changed the game. And, you know, we started tracking which wallets supported Zaps. We started bugging different wallet vendors to get them to support Zaps. Because anybody can send, pay an invoice for a Zap. But in the beginning, there was very, very few wallets that supported Zaps, and I remember us bugging Wallet of Satoshi and Albi and all these others, and they eventually added it.
Yeah, that was when I started like getting like, I mean, I've been bullish on Bitcoin obviously, but the fact that we were directly talking to wallet developers and these providers and just like saying like, this is what we want, and they were listening and doing it. I was like, yo, I am now extra bullish on Bitcoin, because what other industry can you just directly be like, hey, can you do XYZ? And then be like, yeah, sure, let's work on that. Or even, no, not right now. Like you can't do that. Like they were, everyone was on there just like listening and helping build and everything. So, oh, by the way, Derek, I do want to just point out that we are only in month two and we're 30 minutes in. So.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we need to move on. So let's move on to March here. Thanks for keeping time. So March was Nostrica. March was AKA Nostr Bullish is Hell month, because it was the first conference or unconference for Nostr. And we all went down to beautiful Costa Rica.
Uvita.
In Uvita. And Bitcoin Jungle. So it had dual functions, right? We were able to travel around to like 200 different businesses in the area and pay with Bitcoin if we wanted to, which was awesome as a first, you know, time experience. And then we got to meet everybody for face-to-face interactions. You know, I met Tatum, you know, we hung out, we had beers, we had great times, we bonded, became brothers, and so many people. Like it was honestly 300 family members that hadn't seen each other, you know, in ages. And there was just so much love and hugging and just so much fun. It was honestly the best conference I've ever been to.
It was like the first time that I met most of the people there, but it didn't feel like it at all.
Exactly.
Like we were just broing out the entire time. And the craziest thing was, so this was obviously after I had contacted Jack about being on my show, he agreed to it, and I saw him walk into Bitcoin Jungle and start fanboying a little bit. I was like, oh my god, there he is. And I didn't expect him to even, I don't know why, I mean, he agreed to be on my show, so I don't know why I was like, oh, he probably wasn't being, you know, for real or anything. But he came up to me and was like, hey Tatum. I was like, ah. And he's like, yeah, when you want to film? I was like, And then
play cool,
then
we were, be cool, be cool. Yeah.
And then we were just talking for a little bit. He showed me his BitKey, and that's not an innuendo. He actually showed me a prototype. And then one of the coolest things, he was like, "It's kind of hot. There's a river back there. Y'all want to go swim?" And I was like,
"He invited you for a swim." Now, there was a lot of people that were skinny dipping down there. Did you skinny dip with Jack Tatum?
No, I didn't. Okay, allegedly.
All right. Allegedly.
but no, like me, Walker, Carla, Susie, Jack, Paco, we just went down to the river and just sat in there. And I was like, "This is crazy," because a permissionless protocol brought me together with these people, and now we are in a Costa Rican river together. That's insane, actually.
You know what, Tatum? I met Jack, and I hugged Jack and talked with him and all this stuff, but I didn't skinny, or not skinny dip, sorry, clothing swim with Jack. I was swimming with everybody else you mentioned, but I didn't get the Jack swim. You know, that's I'm adding that to my bucket list, and we're going to do it next time.
For sure.
All right, so In sake of time, let's move on to month four, since we only have a half hour left. where'd my document go with all my month four? There it is. All right, so month four is actually a big month. We'd only had zaps for 2 months now, and we hit 500,000 zaps. Matthew Tibby joined Noster, which meant he was kind of the first journalist to join Noster. He hasn't been very active, so I don't know if that's, you know, as good of a talking point as others, but it at least showed that Noster had some interest as free speech and censorship resistant protocol and a place for some type of content creators to join in and contribute. And
Derek, can you help me out real quick, because
what
do you see how everybody's like coming up on stage or not?
Yeah, I noticed that the stage was going brazy.
Well, didn't we have this before? Like, it was your phone.
No, this
was
different.
That was doing this, or your computer was doing it.
No, this is completely different.
Well, I mean, people can keep joining stage. It doesn't hurt to.
I think I might fuck the audio or something when too many people join. Like, I have to keep refreshing when heaps of people join the stage. Then the audio all fucks up. I don't know if it's related or not, but
yeah.
Can everyone still hear us downstairs? Give us some shakas if you can still hear us.
Down there, downstairs, I like it.
UTXO can't hear us, apparently. Thank you, UTXO. Never change, UTXO.
Well, how'd you know we asked a question, UTXO? One of the cool things that happened in April is Snort became the first client to launch a subscription service. And all that meant was users now had a way to directly on a month per month automatic basis, if they want to give back to the client that they were using. It added some sustainability to the protocol, because right now, previously, you would just, you know, hey, the developer's posting an update, you would just, you know, zap them, or the developer says, hey, I'm struggling with your server bills or whatever, and people would zap them. So this gave a different solution, a subscription-based, and you got a couple bells and whistles, a couple extra features and so forth if you were to add a subscription. So that was nice. I remember subscribing to Snort because I wanted to support what Kieran did. Kieran does a lot for Noster, and I believe I still am a supporter to this day, and other clients have rolled out similar things since.
Yeah,
then.
Snort has been, I don't use Noster on desktop as much anymore, but Snort was always my go-to desktop client. Also, I wanted to add on to the Matthew, I honestly thought it was Tobai, whenever he joined, and like, I didn't think it was that big of a deal. However, once I really started thinking about it, I was like, okay, I didn't think about Noster being used as a journalistic safe haven. Not necessarily safe haven in a sense, but like what I mean is that, especially now, right now in the past couple of months with the Middle Eastern conflict, there are journalists that are being censored and unfortunately targeted based on what they're posting on Twitter, based on what they're posting on these news sites and stuff like that. And it was, that was around, that was really kind of like the first time that I seriously said, Noster fixes this, because like people could not get news because they had to go through the, I think it was the Israeli government to be quote unquote approved. And it's like, okay, with Noster, you could literally have someone on the ground using an NPUB anonymously sharing updates, and guess who it has to go through? A relay, a fucking relay. But that was something that I've been thinking on the past couple of months and weeks, and about how, because I used to say like, oh, you got kicked off Twitter, Noster fixes this. Well, yeah, of course, but now it's like a different, more serious idea of it. So I just thought about that. Wanted y'all to think about that as well, especially when you see censorship from people trying to deliver news. Like that's how we got here. So
absolutely. So following, you know, we keep saying the next month is bullish as hell, but really the next month is bullish as hell. In May, we had Bitcoin Miami happen. But it was so much more than Bitcoin Miami, right? Like, we had several Noster talks. We had several Noster parties. Again,
I will never forget that Noster talk upstairs in I can't remember what, the open source stage?
The open source room with Will and Domus up on stage, right?
It was standing room only.
It almost made us kind of annoyed that like this talk should have been on the main stage, because it was elbow to elbow, like so packed in there, and we only had this little room. It was kind of cool because it made us kind of like feel like we had our own home, and I very much appreciate that. But I think it would have been better if we could have had, you know, that talk being on main stage. It would have been
main
wild.
Stage 2024, baby.
Absolutely. So we had multiple parties down there. UTXO, Avi, myself. We threw a Noster karaoke night. There may or may not have been some pole dancing between Island and Tatum and myself.
I was gonna say, you better include yourself there.
And we had lots of alcohol was had, lots of fun was had. Thank you to everybody that showed up for that. And then we had beach parties, Uncle and Roya and Yigger and everybody, like every Noster and potential and new Noster, like it was so many people that kept going to the beach every single night for our beach parties.
I brought my boss.
You brought your boss?
Yeah.
I didn't know you had a boss. Wait a second. Is that Carl?
No. No, this is the first time I worked remotely. So it was the first time that I met her in person, and she came to karaoke, and I was like, yo,
I remember you introducing me now. I'm going to be inebriated. Yeah. Yeah. I remember.
And I
that.
Was like, hey, we're going to the beach. You don't have to come. She's like, oh, yeah, I'm coming. I was like, all right, bet. And I was like, welcome to the show.
It was just so much fun. Like, I guess it was family time. It was just so much fun just being together with your fellow Nostriches. And it just, again, kind of validated everything that we're building, this, that our community was very strong and we're all working, you know, towards building a better world, really, and just the amount of love from everybody was, and you can't describe it. Like it was wild.
Oh yeah.
So after that, we had some more Noster talks in Bitcoin Prague. I believe, let's see, I believe Will was there speaking, but and also Walker and Carla gave a great demonstration on Zapvertising and Zaps. But for me and for you, Tatum, I think you had a highlight in June as well.
I sure did. I was the recipient of the 1,000,000th Zap.
Who sent you that Zap?
Man like Quex.
Absolutely. Legend. So
yeah,
I woke
by the
up...
way, quick shameless plug. Go check out Man Like Quex on Wavelake. He made a song about... Actually, I don't know if he made the song about a million zaps, but he did make a song about me hitting 1,000 subscribers. Did not ask him to. He was just like, yo, I'm making a song. And then he talked about like me hitting 1,000 subs. And then right after that, he's like, Derek Ross, Nasta Plebs, and I was like, yo.
I heard that in there, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah, he's an absolute legend.
I think that was like June 15th or June 16th or so. I woke up in the morning, and there for like the previous week, I was monitoring the stats on Nostra.band, and I saw we were like 10,000 away or something like that. And back then, we were doing 10 to 15,000 zaps a day. So I set up my auto zapper, and I was just auto zapping everybody. I think I did like 3,000 zaps that day. I told my man Sleepy that I was doing it, and Sleepy's like, hey, you know, let's get this going. Let's hit this fucking goal today. So Sleepy joined in on the auto zaps. He did like 3,000 zaps himself that day. And once we were down to like the last 1,000, everybody was just blowing zaps up, hitting zaps everywhere. And you had no clue who was going to be the millionth zapper, but I'm happy that it was people, you know, creators like you, Tatum, and man, like Quex.
Yeah, that was really fun. Cause I that was when I actually learned what Nostra Band was. And I was doing some deep dive. Honestly, like the millionth zap taught me more about like event kinds and stuff like that than anything. Cause I started like doing some heavy research, and yeah, it was that was fun. That was really fun. Cause I was staying up for like, it was probably a course of 24 hours. Cause I didn't know when we were going to hit. And I also, unlike some lazy bastards up here, Derek, I like proof of work. So I was manually zapping.
You know, I did that in the beginning too, but it just Snort allows you to auto zap every comment,
right?
So I just loaded up Snort and just had it automatically refresh my feed, man. But no, shout out to you for proof of work and doing it manually, brother.
Hell yeah. All right, July
was interesting. We saw an influx of some users from Blue Sky. Apparently,
I missed them.
Apparently, there were some OnlyFans girls that were getting censored or moderated on Blue Sky for posting content that was a little too risque for Blue Sky. And somehow they found out about Noster, and they started coming over to Noster and posting their more risque content. And there was like a dozen of them or so. And then they found out, wait a second, I can earn money for posting my images, my explicit images. Okay, this is cool. And it turned into this whole thing. Like, it was a wild month or so, maybe two at most. But they were around for Zapathons. They were posting images every day. It was just nice to see a different community on Noster. I was going to OnlyFans for the first time in my life. I'm like, honey, I gotta go do some research. You know, like it was like I told her, I'm like, listen, there are these awesome women that are joining Noster, and I need to learn more about this community. So I gotta go do some research, see who they are, how many followers they have.